Boy, it was very MTSU-like, where they hit you with a punch, and it was going to determine how were you guys respond. Dwight, how you responded in the second half. Congratulations.
Yeah, I mean, if I get credit for that halftime speech of the reason why we won, I should go and get a lotto ticket tonight. But no, I mean, a credit to our guys. I mean, first and foremost, we have a lot of respect for Gardner-Webb and Coach Kraft, their staff, their team, their program. They do a great job. And, you know, I think it's easy to look at this score and just dismiss it, you know, and draw, you know, false conclusions. This is a great team. This is a team that beat one of the better teams in our league, you know, here just this past Saturday in Western Carolina. And everyone knows, right, the type of caliber of team that Western Carolina is. And so, you know, I think, again, a credit to our guys. We came out. We got off to a good start. I thought, you know, we deviated from our game plan a little bit in the latter part of that first half, and they were able to make a run. And, again, I thought our guys did a great job responding, resetting their mentality, and trusting the process and sticking to our game plan on both ends. And, again, a lot is to be said about our offense, and our offense gets a lot of praise, deservedly so. But, again, any Wofford championship caliber team, it always has started with the defense. And I thought our team, that was the best defensive effort of a half our team's had all year. And I thought it couldn't have come at a better time.
You know, the thing that goes with defense, and you and I've talked about this, is rebounding. And you out-rebound them by 7, get them by 9 in the second half. Throw that in with only 3 turnovers in the second half, and I thought that was critical to allow this team to get the lead and then keep the lead.
1,000%. I mean, at the half, they had 8 offensive rebounds to our 1. Right? And if that doesn't tell you a major part of the first half, I don't know what does. And so, you know, to our guys' credit, they answered the bell. We told them we have to get more extra possessions. They do a great job pushing, and so you have to make sure you get back and stop them in transition. But when the shot goes up, we're a really good offensive rebounding team ourselves. So we have to get extra possessions. And credit to Kyler and Jackson and Jeremy for doing that. And then on the other end, right, they had 3 offensive rebounds in the second half compared to their 8 in the first. And so, like you said, Tom, I thought our guys did a great job of having a gang rebound mentality and really limiting Gardner-Webb to 1 crack at it on their possession on offense.
Dwight, every team has its own mentality, its own vibe. Guys, their roles kind of, they figure it out as time goes on. 9 games in, are you starting to see the characteristics of what this team can truly be?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, along those, that same, you know, along those same lines, I think one of the unique parts about our team compared to, you know, maybe last year and even years past, this game was a perfect example of it. You can't just key in on one guy. You know, we have a lot of different weapons offensively, and how those weapons are utilized, and to your point, Jim, guys buying into their roles is different than other guys on the team. So, yeah, there may be guys that can shoot the ball really well from 3. Other guys that may not be their specialty, but they can drive and they can attack and they can screen. Other guys can handle the ball and make plays, wet passes. Other guys is just as important. We talk about all the time. Some guys make plays by being a cutter and being a screener. And all of those characteristics are just as valuable as the other. And so to your point, I absolutely think our team is starting to buy in and fall in line with their identity, which is honestly just focusing on getting a team score and getting a team stop. And over the course of 40 minutes, if we continue to trust that, like I think we're starting to do, again, guys, different guys are going to get credit, right, publicly different nights. But the overall, right, the overall message is we just want to get a team win. And so if we get team scores and team stops, those equal team wins, and everyone benefits.
And now you're going to get a team snack time, and I guess we got to go through Gaffney because there ain't a lot of stops between Bowling Springs and Spartanburg. So there's a QT out there near on the interstate near Gaffney. We'll have to tell Isaiah to point us in the right direction.
I tell you what, I don't know where we're going for snack time, but I know I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, somebody gets it. Mine.
That's right.
That's right.
Well,
maybe Dwight gets to decide who gets the extra noble
since
snack.
You came on your own. Yeah,
how about that?